It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 19th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Verizon, Sprint, AT&T, T-Mobile, count them, all four big U.S. wireless carriers are doing something right now that not too long ago might have been unheard of. Those data caps for customers are coming off. So are the gloves, Marketplace's Sally Herships reports.
Yesterday morning, there was a fight, but it was the kind that you do not want to break up.
At 9 o'clock, John Ledger announced his new price plan.
John Ledger is CEO of T-Mobile. Roger Entner is a telecom analyst.
Not even 45 minutes later, Sprint responded with an even better price plan.
Entner says the average revenue per wireless customer is slowly dropping, so competition between phone carriers is getting intense, and they're offering all these great-seeming features. But really?
They sound like really great deals when you look at the fine print for consumers. Are they?
You know, for the consumers who run out of wireless data, this is a good deal.
Jeff Kagan is a wireless industry analyst.
For the customers who don't run out of wireless data, it may or may not be.
Kagan says it depends how much you're spending on your current plan. And as for truly unlimited data,
there's no such thing as a real unlimited plan.
Dream on. You won't stop getting data, but at a certain point, it'll be a little slower. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
At this year's Olympic Games in Rio, the difference between medals can be a thousandth of a second or less than an inch. Advances in technology make for more accuracy in judging the winner, but that accuracy can also expose the limitations of technology we use to conduct the race itself. Professor Steve Hake is director of the Center for Sports Engineering Research at Sheffield Hallam University in the UK. Steve, part of this is about reaction times to the beginning of the race.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. So in 100-meter sprint, quite early on, when all we had was a gun, people realised that if you have a gun, you go on your marks, get set, bang, that actually, as our timing systems get better, the sound takes a certain length of time to arrive at the athlete. And the further the athlete is away, the longer that time is. So the athlete that's further away from the gun actually gets a disadvantage from being there because he hears the gun last.
Wow.
So what they do now, if you notice on any of these sprint events now, what you'll see on the starting blocks, every starting block has a little loudspeaker behind it. So when the button is pressed, the electronics all go together and all the bangs go together behind each athlete. So they all hear it at exactly the same time.
At this high level of sport, new tech seems to do two things, right? It gives an advantage to the teams with resources, but it also brings our attention away from the performance part of the sport and towards the data points. Doesn't it? Is that good?
Well, it's for us to decide as the spectators what we want in sport, whether we want technology in or out of sport. Really, the effect of technology on the 100-meter sprint, for instance, is quite minimal. Now, we can go to the opposite extreme where we think, certainly in cycling, we have defined the sport as being the teams, the athletes with the best bikes. That's what we have defined the sport as. Now, if we don't want that, what we have to say is, right, everyone has to have the same bike and it's all about the athlete. But, you know, if we don't like it, you know, shout about it and they will change it as they did with the swimsuits back in 2010.
Professor Steve Hake is director of the Center for Sports Engineering Research at Sheffield Hallam University in the United Kingdom. Steve, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's Silicon Valley time. Our guest today is Lindsay Michael, co-host and senior producer of the CBC radio show podcast Playlist. Lindsay, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, 500 miles.
Okay, is that the distance that the new Tesla battery can take you with one charge?
This is in reference to a 747 Boeing jet that this nonprofit called Big Imagination Foundation crowdfunded to convert into a giant immersive art installation, which they tugged where else? 500 miles to Burning Man.
It's going the distance for art.
Exactly. Listen, you and me next year, we're going.
Well, I'm there.
All right, what do you got for me?
100 million people.
Bailed from Snapchat this week after last week's super mess up when it made one of those like racist Snapchat filters.
It's actually the number of people who Pinterest says visits their page every month who will now see video ads.
Dost thou pin?
I have a whole Pinterest page of what I want this cottage, this fantasy cottage to look like.
I love this.
It's very beautiful. My fantasy cottage is very beautiful.
All right. $300 million.
Is one big tech company acquiring a smaller tech company for $300 million?
I'm actually looking for Uber and Volvo signed a $300 million agreement to co-develop autonomous cars. Uber is basically planning to have driverless cars on the streets in Pittsburgh, yes, Pennsylvania.
Within the month, which seems very soon.
Would you say too soon?
I am personally not ready for that reality.
All right, what do you got for me?
32 inches.
The corner-to-corner length of the latest phone that Apple will release in September.
Wouldn't that be really big?
It would be too big.
It's actually how high the Carnegie Mellon University goat leg robot can jump.
Okay.
So I guess what it does is it can adapt to the space around it. So it can move through changing landscapes kind of more easily the way an animal or a person can, in a way that most robots can't at this point. So that's why we're excited about the high jumping goat leg robot.
How do you feel about animal-inspired robots that do extreme athletic activities?
I would rather have a goat robot, a puppy robot, an emu robot, like all of the animal robots.
All the robots.
Probably before a self-driving car, yeah.
Lindsay Michael, she is co-host and senior producer of the CBC Radio Show podcast playlist. You should check it out. Lindsay, thanks a lot for playing along. I'm going to go watch some goat videos.
Thank you. That was fun. I'll be doing the same.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.